Hi, my name is Lily Swan. I want to talk to you about repertoire for bedside music. The topics I will address will help to clarify what distinguishes bedside music from other kinds of music that are more performance or entertainment oriented. The main characteristic of bedside music that sets it apart from music in other settings is that its emphasis is on the patient rather than the musician. So it has certain qualities. Its volume is soft and gentle, played on appropriate acoustic instruments such as harp or guitar, or flute or voice. It usually stays within a certain range, a range that is similar to the human voice. It is usually nice and slow and relaxed, either in pulse rhythm or non-rhythmic style. I will play some examples of both styles. Bedside music is expressive, so we will talk about dynamics and other approaches to make our music more expressive. Although we are expected to be skilled and confident on our instruments, the arrangements can be very simple. We do not have to acquire a whole new repertoire of music to play at the bedside. Many of the tunes we already know can be easily modified to play for patients. I would suggest avoiding tunes that have large skips between notes in the melody, or anything that feels jarring. I would encourage you to pick tunes that you love that have nice flowing melodies. I will play a number of examples of contrasting styles to make my descriptions more clear. So let's get started. I'm going to play a version of Fanny Power as it might be played in a performance situation. Okay, now we're going to take a look at some of the different facets of this piece, talk about why they wouldn't be especially beneficial at the bedside, and modify the arrangement to make it more appropriate for bedside music. First of all, I played it at 200 beats per minute. This is wonderful for a dance piece, but we want folks to rest. Pulse rhythm falls somewhere between 60 to 80 beats per minute, so let's slow it down a bit and see how it feels. I'll just play an excerpt of Fanny Power to give you a sense of how this piece feels at pulse rhythm. Now that I've slowed the piece down a bit, I would like to consider some other aspects that still make this more of a performance piece than a piece for the bedside. In this arrangement, my left hand is pretty busy. If I were playing this piece at the bedside, it would be difficult for me to concentrate on anything other than my hands. It's very important to be able to observe the patient while we are playing to see if they're responding well to the music. So, I am going to simplify the arrangement by changing the accompaniment. I'll give you a before and after excerpt of just the left hand, and then demonstrate the effect of the simplified arrangement. Here's my original left hand accompaniment. And here is a simplified left hand accompaniment. Here's how it all ties together within the context of the piece. Sometimes we get so focused on one aspect of the music that we forget about other aspects. A common approach to pulse rhythm is to get so locked into the beat that it becomes rigid. In this section, we will explore some approaches to making music more expressive. First of all, here's what I mean by rigid. Rigid music may be slow, but it is not relaxing. So we need to allow the music to breathe. One way to make sure we do this is to remember to breathe deeply when we are playing and to stay relaxed ourselves. Ask yourself if the music feels relaxing to you. Another approach to making music more expressive is to use dynamics. Be sure you don't play at all one volume the whole way through. Although in general, we want to play softly enough that the person in the next hospital room won't hear us, we can vary the volume within a gentle range. One last suggestion for making music that is expressive is to arpeggiate each chord, even if you only have two notes between your hands. Play the bottom one slightly before the top one. This takes some practice, but my experience with playing this way is that it taught me to be very present with the music, to listen deeply to what was happening in each moment. So here is an example of some expressive music. The pulse rhythm category of music is helpful when we want to bring a person's body rhythms, their breath, and their heart rate into a healthy therapeutic range. Now that we've explored the pulse rhythm category of music, let's take a look at non-rhythmic music. Non-rhythmic music is helpful when we are playing for someone who is agitated or restless or who is actively dying. Non-rhythmic music helps people to let go of life's rhythms. One of the common approaches to non-rhythmic music is to play a phrase in time and then stop. Play another phrase in time and then stop. I will play you an example of that approach now. Thank you. What we want to create is a sense of floating, of allowing the notes to ring on the air without a sense of time at all. Non-rhythmic music takes place in the present moment. There is no urgency to be anywhere else. The best analogy I can think of is ocean waves. They come and they go predictably, but not in a strict rhythm. The effect is very comforting. One more area that I would like to cover is unfamiliar music. For this part, I will play an improvisation in pulse rhythm, followed by an improvisation in the non-rhythmic style. The word improvisation sometimes scares people. Those who haven't learned to improvise yet may think it's something other people are naturally gifted with. Some have it, and some don't. This just isn't true. Improvisation just takes practice, like anything else. One common misconception about improvisation is that it is completely free of structure, like anarchy. Even though the tune may be unfamiliar, it still has some kind of theme, a melody line that repeats, for example. A good rule of thumb is to create melodies that you could sing. You want to keep them simple, without huge jumps in them. In my example here, I will be going back and forth between G major and F major chords in my left hand and creating a melody in my right hand. I'll start with pulse rhythm. Now, here is an example in non-rhythmic style. Improvisation is useful for segueing between tunes, as well as for creating a nice wallpaper of sound. In summary, we looked at how bedside music is different from music that is more performance or entertainment-oriented. Playing simple arrangements allows us to keep our focus on the patient while we are playing. We do not have to acquire a whole new repertoire to play at the bedside. We can play pieces we already know and love if we just slow them down and simplify them. We can even play the same piece in different ways. I talked about pulse rhythm music, its purpose in slowing the body rhythms to a healthy therapeutic range, and demonstrated how to make it expressive and allow it to breathe. I covered the non-rhythmic style and talked about its purpose in helping people to let go of life's rhythms and also to help relieve agitated or erratic body rhythms. I talked about bringing improvisation into our regular practice sessions by creating simple melodies over simple chord patterns. I hope this has been helpful and that you are inspired to create some lovely bedside arrangements of your music.